The principal thing about congregational singing is, I don't know that God would always agree with that, although, you see, I control the tempo. However he plays over the hymn, it'll be too slow or too quick. Sometimes he's very, very quick. You see, I control the tempo, and I'm convinced that that's the secret of enjoyable and blessed congregational singing, the tempo. And I don't know what you need to do to your organists and your choirs to help that, but if you have a sound system and if you can lead a little and know something about singing or even keeping the tempo, that's the secret, the difference between dull congregational singing. I know some of it's far too fast. I was listening to a little bit of Songs of Praise just before I went out last night. And what was it they were singing in the first hymn? And, oh, it was ridiculously fast. You couldn't possibly have entered into the meaning of the words. And even musically, you see, each tune has a shape, you see. And there is, I'm convinced, broadly speaking, a right tempo for every tune, according to the breadth of the tune, the construction of the tune, and the rhythm of it. And the ideal is to get as near to the right tempo. Sometimes I feel now we've got the tempo of the tune. Other times I'll stop them after the first verse and say, no, it's not right, and we get it right. Now, I'll give you an example of this. We're going to sing 149. 149. And we'll just go right ahead, and I'll not conduct or direct in any sense, and Tom, will play over a bar or two, and we'll go ahead with it. Congregations would, you see. Do it again much slower.
Thank you.
Now that's about the temple, but it's still far too leaden feeted, far too heavy, you see. And you want to slow up at the rejoicing. You must keep the thing going. And something else. A hymn is a unity, and from the first note we sing, the rhythm should go right on to the end of the hymn, and no slowing down at the end of the verse, except possibly at the end of the last verse. No, and so that you count the beats at the end of the first verse, and you go bang into the second verse. Now we'll see that. We'll start at verse 2. And we'll go right on to verse 3 and see if you've got it. But it's still too leaden. Come on now, same tempo. Ready? Now, really keep it going.
O come,
watch, and I'll try to conduct the best I can. which we acquire here. And those who can put in harmonies, I mean proper harmonies, do so. Wait a minute. And the phrasing, because it's a difficult tune, the phrasing is difficult, and sometimes you've got to ignore the natural phrasing of the tune and phrase according to the word. We at last have got our congregation to recognize the phrasing, and along with the organist, you'll hear them, everyone breaking in the middle of a sentence, because of course that's the end of the phrase. And it shows not only that they're singing intelligently, but they're putting some, they're understanding the words, and this is the whole point of singing praise to God, isn't it? So see what we can make of this. Play over the tune. You see, you ought to have come in quickly. The night is dark. You see, some of you go, the night. There's no rhythm in that. And then worse, and I am far. The night is dark, and I am far from. You see, like that. And now come on, be a proper choir. Ready? Second verse. that thou, here again, you need a long breath, shouldst lead me on, an emphasis there. I suppose you can't alter the volume or the stress to help us there, can you? Because the organ is not really loud enough. But take it again. Come on, get it. It's rhythm, the secret. Let me stress it again. The difference, especially for young people, the difference between enjoyable and blessed congregational singing and the reverse is rhythm and tempo. You see, and you are proving this today, I'm afraid. All right, then. Second verse. Try and follow my hand a little more. I'm sure you'll have. Keep your eyes up off your books. You know the words pretty well. Ready?
I was not there, the story.
Let's do that. It's ruinous, the thing. And then some organists, they're so clipped. You know, they almost stop at the end of a verse before the congregation. It all sounds so military. And it's the very opposite of being conducive to reflective and meditative and blessed thing. Well, all that I'm aiming for here is not mere aesthetic or musical excellence, but the blessing of the people. People enter into the thing. And that involves the aesthetic, but it's mostly spiritual, you see. Last verse then. Now, I think in some ways it's even more difficult.
So long, my Lord.
You see, so long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still. And then next, will lead me on, or more. You see, it's the difference between the long and the short. And it takes some people a long time to get that. The difference between the long, if you were reading intelligently. You see, you are in drama school or that sort of thing, elocution lessons. You learn that the long and the short makes for interest and aesthetic satisfaction, as well as it brings out the sense of the words all the more because you put the stress in the right place. I was speaking to the St. Andrew's CU on Friday week past Friday, was it, on Isaiah 53, and I was pointing out to them how few people really put the right stress on these verses, our transgressions, you see. And they read it off, and it's obvious, ministers and students and all that, it's obvious that they're not taking in the sense, all the sense in that passage. Our transgression, it was for our sins, this kind of thing. And this conveys this spiritual, the theological meaning. So this is something very, very vital that we're on to here. All right, then the third verse. Now, as you look up and are directed by me, you improve. Ready?
So long, my God has been to his dear.
Hard to hide. contralto. See, please, see. If you're going to play a fancy harmony, you better play it plain. All right. I hope we'll be able to go right through this. Ready?
Well,
Well, we're not going to sing another verse, but I want you to sing to the tune Rashi. We'll do that in a moment. But where am I? I lost the play. Certainly, if you still a little more pith, a little crescendo, and then off, you see, and your organ can't do it. You're giving us all the power. You're playing an awful lot of unison. I want the harmony. We are mostly singing in unison here. We want the harmony. Fill it in. Fill it out. All right. Now we'll take the last line again. Ready? Here is to get the high voices and the low voices in toward the end of the tune Rashi. Play it over quickly, Tom.
Jesus, thou hast born.